Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mr. Kozar, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good.
Okay.
I'm doing good. I like the red this morning.
Thank you.
Finally, somebody that smiles when they see us. I haven't felt that warmth in a long time.
Us in Cleveland are living vicariously through the Travis Kelce and the Chiefs fandom.
Yeah. So I'm not here to bring up bad memories, but here I am to contradict myself with bad memories. I was just talking to Bob, and I was asking, I was like, do you think Bernie has the same feelings towards John Elway that us in Kansas City had? So I ask you, did you have those same feelings towards John Elway that we had in Kansas City all those years?
Wow, we do have eerily more things in common than we care to admit to.
Told you.
I wonder why I'm so personally scarred and here for mental health this week.
Right.
Okay, from games like that. And
right.
I digress to thinking of that. And I, as I'm in the late third quarter, early fourth quarter of my life, I want to really talk about positivity and stuff. But when you talk about reflective memories, and I see that from throwing sidearm, this is my right arm as straight as it goes. And that's because in 1988, the season opener at Kansas City, Ross came off the corner on a strong safety blitz, grabbed my arm, and literally took out my elbow. And fast forward a few years later, that's something that really started the kind of decline of my career.
Yeah, that's wild. I mean, if you had that injury today, they probably just doctor you back up and you're right out there. And you know how things have changed.
Well, actually, when it happened, I wasn't allowed to leave the field. You stayed on the field, played a little longer, and then stayed on the sideline. And that's actually how some of the staff infection got in there, because it happened in the first quarter, at like 1:15.
Yeah,
game didn't end till like 4, and then you get to see the doctor at like 5 o'clock when all the infections that had really set in.
Oh, my goodness. Bernie Kozar with us here on Radio Row. And you mentioned Kelce, right? And obviously that's a big storyline for everybody. And you have the Cleveland ties and all that kind of stuff. Is Cleveland embracing Travis Kelce, or are they like seemingly the rest of America like, no more?
I'm embracing him, and I do believe we are. I mean, I'm down here for the Super Bowl and for these type of events. But some of the things that Travis does and why you guys love him on the field in Kansas City, you equally love him as much as what he does off the field, like with Operation Breakthrough in Kansas City and stuff.
Great organization.
And Travis is so in the Kelce family. They are so active in multiple places around the country, but what they do in Kansas City, they do so much just in Cleveland too. So us Clevelanders are not falling in line like some of the other people in the rest of the country. So
good,
Chief strong.
When you watch this, Bernie Kozar joining us here at 96.5 The Fan live on Radio Row. Tell me what Patrick Mahomes does when you watch somebody like him play the game that in the position that you play. Like, what does that do for Bernie Kozar?
So I used to throw sidearm from those angles before Patrick does. So I want to tip him off that if he hurts his elbow, be careful. You want it to straighten out so he can hit the golf ball at this age and stuff. On top of his incredible throwing and accuracy and his athleticism and resourcefulness is so impressive. And to see him in all these AFC championship games, all these Super Bowls, but then his resourcefulness at the end of the game. So, like, people this year, it's actually, you say it's a tragedy that he's not, and he doesn't really overly care about this, but get elected to the Pro Bowl. You know? And people say he has a down year. And I'm not at all picking on anybody, but we are victims or beneficiaries of the guys around us. And there's been some struggling issues at the offensive line with you guys that could be an issue in the Super Bowl right here. And the receiver depth was an issue. So as quarterbacks, if your receiver depth is an issue and your offensive line in protection is an issue, to have big numbers consistently is massively challenging. So for him to have the ultimate results this year, and win the games and resourceless at the end of the game. It's just unbelievable. Hats off to him.
Yeah, and even last year, Bernie Kosar, like, doing it with guys who couldn't catch the football. You know, Kadrapius Toney's dropping things all over the place. Nobody emerged. And then this year, you lose your top two wide receivers before October rolls around, right? You're changing. I think five left tackles have played this year for them, and they continue to win. And people are telling me Josh Allen's the MVP, and I tell them.
Well, the quarterbacks, I don't think the other 30 teams in the league would be disappointed with Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes as their leaders and stuff. But more so focused on the Kansas City side of it and my love/lust for Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce. And as a player, as an old man player, I still kind of think of myself as a player.
Sure.
But the convergence of the awesomeness of Andy Reid and the way he is from an X's and O's standpoint, and I had nowhere near the athleticism that quarterbacks today have in Patrick Mahomes, so I had to do things with my mental side of it and the X's and O's. So I'm still, I'd like to really focus on that. And Andy Reid is genius level. I mean, I know I'm not seeing anything revolutionary here in Kansas City, but genius level in his manipulation of personnel groups, motions, shifts, and formations, and optimizing players in that. So just a shout out to him and that convergence of awesome, athletic, resourceful players with an impeccable system. And then let me give a shout out to the KC fans, to the awesome Cleland and Kareem Hunt for adding that element of real toughness,
yeah,
and up the middle core physicalness that you lust for in your
right
offense.
Yeah, talking to Bernie Kosar here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. Last one here, we'll let you get on with your day, but what do you want to see? Do you want to see something that's never been done, or do you want to see the team get beat?
Oh, this is the easiest question of the week. Thank you so
You're
much.
You're welcome, man.
And we're having the repeat from the Philadelphia Casey one from a couple years ago. We're at a Kelce on both sides. This
That's
year,
right.
Jason's retired. Go Chiefs. Travis all the way. Heck yeah, I'm
love
for the
that.
Chiefs.
Yeah, I love yeah it. So if Patrick does win on Sunday, is he the greatest of all time then?
What him and Tom Brady are doing, he's on his way to doing that.
Yeah.
I mean, God, it's almost like the NBA and the LeBron Michael Jordan conversation. I mean, God, just to be one, any of those four guys right there,
yeah,
sign us up.
That's yeah you mentioned the mental health side yeah of things. Is that what you're kind of here talking about to everybody today?
I love your sweater, too.
Yeah,
it says
yeah
matter.
You matter. You know what? I talk about this. You know, we're here. We're all those guys. We're men. We're all trying to pretend we're cool. We're trying to pretend we got our act together. We have all the answers, you know, and men as football players in particular. I'm 61 years old. You grow up your whole life. You're told, don't have emotion, don't cry, don't have feelings, men don't cry, suck it up. Well, you try to, but at the end of the day, ultimately, we do have feelings and you do have issues. And mental awareness and mental health is something that I've struggled with. And as a guy who's had 60 surgeries, 80 broken bones, 100 concussions, 15 seizures, last couple seizures in a coma for 72 and 96 hours, retired in 97. Most of those surgeries started, I was on probably north of 80 to 100 pills a day for most of this century. So to be here today, 7 years, now not doing pills or drinking, yet being diagnosed with 7 years ago with 5 years of the cognitive brain function, early stage Parkinson's, liver transplant list.
Wow.
So, and to be able to enunciate, articulate, communicate a message. It's really trying to show people that us players that there's some healthy alternatives.
And it's amazing you say that because you play for one of the more emotional coaches, and Marty Schottenheimer. Like, he wasn't afraid to kind of show his emotion, right?
Yeah, you know what? Marty was amazing. And part of the TBI or CTE, whatever your acronym is for the brain disease and stuff, Marty, unfortunately, God bless, we love him so much, but passed away of the dementia and the Alzheimer's and stuff. And one of the side effects as you age out, it's happening with me, the highly emotional, tears in your eyes, crying. You know, when we were younger, you kind of got yelled at for it by us older men. Mm-hmm. But now you see the ramifications of that. And again, it's just trying to tell guys, I was real super close, and I want to be positive, but super close with Junior Seau and Dave Durison. And it's too many of us men. I love my number 19. But 19 people will commit suicide today in the state of Ohio. Over 100 people in the last 6 days have died from the overdose fentanyl death. 7 out of 10 pills of the opiates, the Adderalls, the Vyvanse are laced with fentanyl. I could have, should have been either one of those two bad statistics. So I got to try to help people be aware that it's okay to say what I just said.
I love that.
And that there's a pathway out there that's more holistic and less medication.
Well, we do matter. You matter.
You
Bernie
matter.
Kosar, thank you so much
thank
for
you,
the time, baby. We appreciate it. That is Bernie Kosar, and all of our guests are brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Kansas City is gearing up for the third straight title, and Academy Sports and Outdoors has everything you need to rep your team during their historic run. Trey Ringo will join us next here on the other side on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.